Many people have been asking how to celebrate Purim this year, and particularly about the Sudas Purim, when to do the Sudas Purim. The Rambam makes it very clear that the halacha is that Sudas Purim is supposed to be done in the morning, and as Pesachim explained, that means before midday. There's room to make it even afterwards until the 10th hour of the day, as other Pesachim say, which is in New York about 2:56 p.m., but this should be done, like we said, preferably in the morning, or at least before 2:56, we should start the meal, and this is done for Kavod Shabbos, for the respect of Shabbos. One should not make a big meal, especially a Purim meal, which is considered, according to Halacha, Suda Gedolah, late on a Friday afternoon, because it's not respectful for Shabbos, because someone will then not have the proper appetite for Shabbos, and it will ruin the Suda Shabbos. Some people have had a minig in certain circles. They had this minig of doing what's called Peres Mapa Makadosh, which means starting a meal close to sunset and continuing into Shabbos with specific restrictions, with Kiddush and many other guidelines. But that is not the minig. The Pesachim say, although technically this might be permissible, it is not the minig. I should mention that in the year Purim Tafresh Peizai, 1927, Purim was on a Friday, and this chassidim that wanted to make a Peres Mapa Makadosh meal and start the meal before Shabbos, continuing to Shabbos, and the Friedrich Rebbe told them, Irdaftas Nishvelen, this is not something that you should want. Whenever Purim was on a Friday, the Rebbe told people to learn in advance the halachas associated with Purim being on a Friday and the caution that's required to make sure everything is done properly. Also, that it shouldn't lead Chas V'Shalom to Chil Shabbos, even in a far-fetched way, even when it comes to Miftzah Purim, to lead to a third party or even a third party's. The Rebbe's expression was koichai v'koyach koichai to any form of chil Shabbos. The Rebbe also spoke about the importance of the zehirus of being careful of making the meal in the morning. This was done in all the years that there was Fabreng's Purim time. Purim was on Friday in Tavshin Yudalid, in Tavshin Lamedal, in Tavshin Lamed Zayin, in Tavshin Yamalef, and in all of those years there was no Peiris Mapa Makadish. The Rebbe didn't do that, and this is not the custom of Chassidim. The Rebbe's Fabreng was officially scheduled for Shabbos, and like the Rebbe explained, that his plan is not to make the meal on the Fabreng on a Friday, but rather he's going to make the Fabreng on Shabbos. At one occasion, it was done in such a way that it continued also into Matzah Shabbos, so people from far could come along, but generally Fabreng in such a kvius was on Friday, and it was not a Peiris Mapa. I should also mention that twice in history, the Rebbe asked they should stop doing the Peiris Mapa Makadish system, even on a Yom Tov. There used to be when the last day Yom Tov was on a Friday, the system was Peiris Mapa Makadosh. The Rebbe asked that this behavior should be stopped, and it stopped for many years. It started again, and then again the Rebbe asked it should be stopped. And in Tavshin Memches, the Rebbe said that this is not the Chabad custom, and in Chabad they stopped doing the system of Peiris Mapa Makadosh. Later, it stopped completely, that there was no Fabrengen altogether, even without, at that stage, was at least a Fabrengen. There was no Kiddush, and Fabrengen went on without food and without L'chaim. Later, there was no Fabrengen at all in such a kvius, and it was pushed off to the following Shabbos. And the Rebbe spoke in Sukkot, Tavshin and Aleph, that the reason is also to avoid any type of question about Peiris Mapa Makadosh, you won't be Fabrengen whatsoever. The Rebbe mentioned that also once in the year, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, he didn't want to make a Fabrengen to avoid any type of Shilas. Even in those years when there was such a Fabrengen, and there was those that did Peiris Mapa Makadosh, the Rebbe himself never practiced it, and the Rebbe spoke a number of times about this, that for Taimim Yiduim, he's not going to do, very known reasons, he's not going to participate in this idea of making Kiddush. Indeed, the Alter Rebbe says a Baal Nefesh should never put himself in a situation where he starts his meal and runs into the time of Kiddush. And according to Kabbalah, also, one should not put himself in such a situation. One should follow the regular practice of the normal schedule, finishing the meal before Shabbos, Maariv, and then Kiddush. Even on a regular Purim where people do continue into the night, it's important to make sure we don't forget Maariv, and Pesachim warn us that we should bench, go to Shul Dav Maariv, then come back and continue in Fabrengen. And certainly this applies in a year like this, where there's this question of going into Shabbos, which is halachically problematic. Nonetheless, I will mention what is the halach of somebody for whatever reason his meal continued into Shabbos. The minute it turns Shkia, he's not allowed to eat anything or take even a drink of water until he makes Kiddush. If he, for some reason, started his meal late and he had no choice, and this is what he did, like we said, this is not the minig, this is not was not done by the Rebbe, but if some, for whatever reason, if somebody does practice that, then he's not allowed to eat anything until he makes Kiddush or drink anything. So what he does is he covers
the chalas in such a stage, covers all the chalas in the room, makes kiddush on wine, and will only make beir pri agafen if he didn't drink yet wine early in the meal. The lechem mishnah is eaten without making a new bracha of hamoitzi, because hamoitzi was already said early in the beginning of the meal, before sunset, and one kazayas is eaten then, and then another kazayas. One should make sure, ideally, to eat another kazayas after it's already nightfall, because the kazayas should be written, it's really night. And then when the person benches, he will say alanissim, and he will say retzei, and follow which daven ma'ariv. This applies to someone who came close to Shabbos and didn't have a chance to eat a sudas purim, so he should wash, eat, and do peiris mapa mekadesh, and then, which means cover the chalas, make kiddush, and continue the meal. He should not be mekabel Shabbos and then eat sudas purim, because sudas purim is not supposed to be done on Shabbos. Sudas purim is supposed to be done on Friday. In such case, if he has no choice, he'll do this. But otherwise, this is not the minig. I should also mention that for women, this presents a problem, because women have to bench licht first. So for men, when it comes the time of shkia, they have to make kiddush. For women, when it comes the time of candlelight, they have to stop and light candles, and then stop eating until after kiddush, and only after kiddush they will be allowed to continue eating. In the year Tavshi Mem Aleph, same kriyas like this year, on a Friday, the Rebbe came to shul for mincha, and after mincha, the Rebbe came back to shul, asked to close all the doors and said a maimer, a short maimer, and after the maimer, the Rebbe asked to give him a cup of wine, say l'chaim, and he told people to use that opportunity to say l'chaim without any limitations. And then the Rebbe said, drank another cup of wine and said l'chaim, and he reminded everybody to make a bracha achrein and encourage the simcha. We should indeed use that opportunity of Purim that falls out on a Friday, which we have 3 days of Purim in Yerushalayim. But we also, in their schus, also have the simcha of Purim to utilize this on the one hand to have a simcha and a simcha gedola without any hagbalas whatsoever. And at the same time, we should make sure that it's done in a proper way, in a way that's covered Shabbos, like Peskim right. One shouldn't become overly drunk, which could create a problem in terms of a Shabbos, of Chil Shabbos. In fact, one of the reasons why in Yerushalayim they don't make the meal, the Sudas Purim, on Friday, is because that it shouldn't... they don't make the meal of Sudas Purim on Shabbos, because Shabbos could create a problem of Chil Shabbos, or Kedusha Shabbos, where there's a unlimited, unrestricted form of Adal Layada. So it should be done a proper meal in the morning, or at least before the 10th hour of the day. Make sure afterwards to have a proper simcha on Hagbalos without any limitations, but bench properly before sunset, light candles on time, make kiddush on time, and then we could continue Fabrengen on Friday night and throughout Shabbos, like the Rebbe did, his main Fabrengen the Rebbe did on Shabbos afternoon. The Rebbe also said that there are those that had a problem with having Adal Yada on Friday morning when it was Purim, because after all, the reason why we make the Fabrengen Purim in the morning, the Suda Purim in the morning, is for covered Shabbos, and therefore they didn't want to become Adal Yada, so it shouldn't affect their covered Shabbos. However, on Shabbos, they don't have any of these excuses, and therefore they could do the real Adal Yada and have a proper simcha, and this should lead us to the ultimate simcha, the simcha of Gula, Hamitas, Vashlema, take it from Yad Mamish.